Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. We're happy to have all of you here, and we look forward to a fun evening. Omina is our guest, and she's going to talk about abundance for everyone. So, as we begin...
It did stop on my end. It did stop here.
Okay. So as we begin here, I'm going to turn it over to Angel Sue, and she will set the tone and get us started.
Energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. And so we're asking now that you all claim yourselves as the beloved divine child that you are, filled with light and love and gratitude, coming from the heart space instead of the head space. And as you feel the energy shift from your head to your heart, focus in on your breathing. Intend that each breath brings in more divine love, and each out-breath shares gratitude with all. And so call in your support teams, your guides, your masters, your teachers, your angels, your higher selves, and your beloved twin flames. Call in your council of light and all those from the lighted realms that support you in your path here. And we've been holding the energies of abundance, illumination, and peace, all is well. And these gifts we are grateful for. So once again, we just fire energy through ourselves, light and love. Once again, we're allowing this to go to every cell and every atom within, upon, and around the planet. Under the law of one, we can stand surrogate without trauma and drama. And we hold this place one more time together. And now, on the inside, we're allowing a celebration of 90 seconds of praising, respecting, thanking, and loving each part of ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I'll time this for you, and we can begin that now, bouncing it through every aspect of ourselves. Any age that we've experienced, any age that we anticipate, all of it, praise, respect, thanks, and love. Now, we still have about a minute to go. I'm going to silence out. We're going to follow with the peace breath. So grab a memory of when you have felt your very best, happy, safe, secure, at one-ment with all, any age, any time, or even if you want to pretend of one, just take a breath in. And on the out-breath, somewhere in that, say the word peace. And allow that memory to flow. Anchor into each cell, each atom, deeper, more glorious, perfected, ever-expanding peace. Now for the others in our lives, think about family, friends, associates, dear ones, family of the heart. Think about all that you've heard in the news, what's going on, what has happened in the media, known and unknown. And with this, also focus in on Nasara, the hopes of your heart, the Reformation Act, the whistleblowers, the media people, the light workers, the light dancers, the light weavers. All of these, we're going to hold 90 seconds worth of praise, respect, thanks, and love, even for those yahoos that we don't particularly care for in our lives or in our in our faces. And for 90 seconds, beginning now, we will praise, respect, thanks, and love energies for them as well. Each path is important. Each being is a part of the tapestry that is being woven. All are important. All beings pulling together from our dimensions, other kingdoms, other times. So with praise, respect, thanks, and love, we welcome them, we cherish them. We allow blessings to flow for them simply because we are the divine child. We can hold that space that they reawaken to the divine, that they can choose love, that they find the perfect divine solution in their lives. And now, with the Law of One, the original law of creation, we're going to call in that divine reset for ourselves, for all that we know and all that we don't know, the seen and the unseen, from this dimension, from others, from parallels, from potentials, all of creation. And we welcome in all of these ones. And we say we are all one, and when one is harmed, all are harmed. When one is helped, and all are helped. Therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are one with all there is, Owati, we ask that only the highest good of all concerned happen here, and we give thanks that this is done. And we're closing out this part by saying amen. all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one. And so it is. With 13 thank yous and honey in the heart, we say, so be it. And then, Marita, would you come on and anchor in the energy so that we can pull some more of these beautiful gold, white, and navy blue?
Yes, I would like to do that. So... are you ready? You tell me when you're ready, and we're going to do three?
Yes.
Okay. So you tell me when you're ready.
Okay. If you'll tell me when to stop running my thumbnail for the
now?
First card. Now? Okay. Our second card, I'm running my thumbnail now.
Again? Now?
Right in the middle. And our last card.
Now.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, with this spiritual path energy that we can hold for the planet this week, we're going to work with the energies of the initiation center, the calling ground, a special place on Earth that we can either physically or out-of-body-wise go to. And when we arrive, we will anchor light there and move into more power, full power as a celestial being. So let's, you know, this is energy that we can use now and throughout the weekend. I'd like you just to go to that heart space and pretend, imagine, or visualize a globe spinning. And let that globe just radiate with light and pull your hand to a place to stop it. Are you going high or in the middle, or are you going low? Stop it. And then see what area is closest to that with your knowledge of our planet. Is it land or water? Is it mountain or plain? That special place. Then you might even be close to it. Allow your heart to go there, to bless that area and be blessed as a fully powered divine celestial being. And I kind of like that word celestial because my middle name is Celesta. But allow that place to be your anchor for the next few days. Now we're going to the rest of next week until we meet again for Stargate. And we will be working with the yin-yang, yin-yang, or however you wish to pronounce that, that symbol of the dark and the light, being together. This card is duality transferred, the shift. On the back it says, I feel a shift within my own consciousness into a higher way of being. What a beautiful enhancement of the energy work we do the days before that, starting now. So open up to find that perfect balance with the duality transferred, or known as shift. Your gift that will be enhanced and even deeply more calibrated within you to accomplish these two tasks are the planet of a distant star. So there is a planet of a distant sun that we can go to, take stock, to rest, and remember who we are beyond our earthly identity. So imagine home, the home of your soul, and allow that gift to balance you as you anchor in these energies of the calling ground and the shift to bring about more light within your life and the lives around you throughout the planet. And with this, we celebrate it all through the highest good of all concerned under the law of one. No trauma, no drama as we stand as surrogates for all beings here to allow this grand shift to happen. And with that, Marita Robert, I thank you for holding the energy for the group. And it sounds like a powerful meditation trip we can enjoy throughout the next 7 days.
Well, we thank you for doing that for us. And I want to remind all of our listeners that Angel Sue is available to do angel card reading for you, as well as the tarot. And if you wish to connect with her, she's doing that for a love donation. And so if you would like to do that, is it Angel Sue at
BellSouth.net? Yeah, and the Sue is without an E.
A-N-G-E-L-S-U at BellSouth.net. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, we thank you, and we look forward to holding the energy of this and keeping the spiritual focus for the week. And now I pass the talking stick to our dear little Rainbird.
Well, thank you, Marita. And here we are. This is a 9 Unish. We're beginning a new Unial today. And we are in the wave of Ben. Ben is a Skywalker. And it's guided to be clear and follow through. So with this 9 energy, the 9 is about expanded cycles. So we're expanding with this energy of Amish and working with that dragon energy, the mother energy, the beginning, the new beginning. Is creation, is self-dependent, and trust in the universe and clarity of mind. So clarity of mind is part of the way. So let's work with that, and the gifts are being the source of creation and the beginnings. It's about beginnings. So it's a time to let go of illusions of lack of support. And then tomorrow, it's Friday, and it is a 10 each. And 10 is manifestation, each is the wind. So the winds of change. So let's manifest some change on Friday with our prayers and our actions and how we show up in our lives. And then on Saturday, it's a time to let go. And 11, letting go of what no longer serves us. Off ball. That's about our work with the night. And it's about our participation in our abundance. So let go of ways that don't serve our abundance and embrace ways that do, so that we can create new ways of approaching our abundance. How about that? And then on Sunday, a portal day. And that means that the energies are like the veils are thinner, that it's more a multidimensional feeling, sensations as you can perceive other dimensionality with that portal day on Sunday, and it's a 12 con. You perceive. This is my galactic birthday. So, and as we do in our birthday, you go back to the first tone of the wave you're born in, and look to see what is that wave? And in my case, it's Ben the Skywalker. Find out what it is in your case. Make that your homework. You can go to, and I'll just put this in right now, stationplaza.com, and right there on the homepage is a place where you can put your birth date in. And it'll give you the name, the tone and the star glyph of your birth date. And then you'll look at the chart, and you find it there, and you pick it out. And if it's not a one, look for where that one is in that wave, which means you're going to track back up the numbers to back to where it's one. And you'll see what wave you're in. And that gives you some guidance on just your base wave of how you run your life and what energies are available to you that way. It's helpful. Helpful to know what wave you're in. So we're in the wave of Ben. And Sunday we have that portal day on 12 Con, and it's a crystal seed, and so it's a great day to do that seed work and being clear and following through, and that work with that 12-tone of crystal clarity. And there you go. It's a good day on Sunday. Then on Mondays, we complete the wave with a 13 that's transcending, and that 13 energy is with Chik Chong, the serpent. That serpent energy, that body sensing and body shifting. And it's also the full moon with that 13, the full moon on the 13th. Chik Chong, the serpent, and it's called the snow moon. This one in February we call the snow moon in the indigenous culture. So that is at 1:20 p.m. Monday. And as we transcend this wave, we enter a new wave, the wave of Kimi. And Kimi is that linker of worlds. So it's a one Kimi on Tuesday. And the tasks for this wave are really working with those places where we link. And in the directions I have in this guide, it says to link with your past. But as we're changing yugas and we are bringing heaven to earth and earth to heaven, however you want to look at that, I think that's a good way to link too. So be our little midwife selves and join our world. Join into unity consciousness, join into heaven consciousness, and all those good ways that we link. And link with our ancestors in our past and link with our future generations. So let's do that in this way that we start on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday it'll be 2 Monique, and that's the healing hand. And Thursday when we come back, it's 3 Lamont, the Stargate. So there you go. That's the week that's coming up, and it's a good one. The portal days are Sunday is the only one, and then on Friday after next Thursday we have another one. This Friday, all the rest of the days are just regular old days, but we're in that wave of the Stargate, of the Ben the Skywalker. So let's just follow our noses and journey in faith and see how it works out. And trust our guidance. So there you go. I passed this talking stick. But I would like to say a few words about the movie I saw. I did see Michael Moore's movie, Where Do We Invade Next? And at this time, I'd like to mention to put Michael Moore in the circle of support and give him prayers for his pneumonia that he's recovering from and whatever else. The movie is very powerful. It's extremely to the point, like he knows how to do, and it is funny. So it's delivered with humor, but it's very powerful. And what's interesting to me is that he's really making these, he's showing you what took the changes that took place in different places, and he uses a lot of European countries. It's a really good example of socialism. For those people who say, what is socialism? You could direct them to this movie and say, well, this movie would give you an idea of what socialism can do And we really get to see how people have taken the dreams that we had in the 60s and 70s and translated them without obstruction, but with plenty of obstruction. You know, they had to fight, but they weren't obstructed like we were. Like we lost, we had JFK gone and RFK and Malcolm X and MLK. We had a ton of assassinations in the Vietnam War and ways to be put down and out of change the subject for us. But every time Michael Moore would say, how did you get this idea? And they'd say, well, we got it from you. We got it from the United States. And then he'd say, well, how is that? And they said, well, it was in the music. But whatever. I don't want to spoil any of the show for you by telling you things that are in it exactly, but there are some very powerful statements in it. And it's perfect for the time we're in right now. It's perfect for really showing about socialism, how those dreams happen. It's good for showing about how women were able to take control. He did a thing on Tunisia, and this one woman said, well, if you have one woman elected to a public office, then you just have that one voice. But if you have two, then that voice has support. But if you have three women in public office, then you can start doing things. And Tunisia is run by women now, after they made their shift a few years ago. They ended up with women in charge because they knew what needed to be done, and they took action, and they knew how to do it. They got a lot of help, and it's a real good story. It's better if he tells it, so I'm going to just pass the talking stick back to you. And I would say if you see it, please promote it as well. So,
and remind them again what the name of it is.
Where do we invade next? Or where to invade next. Okay, where to invade next. And there's a real story around all that, too. So it's real fun and very powerful.
Well, and I think
lots of gratitude for Michael Moore.
The interesting thing is Michael reached out, and I got the email as well, as I'm sure a lot of the rest of you did as well. But he was in New York. He had pneumonia. He was in the hospital and just was supposed to be doing this whole tour of promoting the opening of this movie all across the country. And so that's why he reached out to everyone and said, tell everyone you know that it's coming out. If you, whatever you can do to promote it. He says they've never been somebody, there's never been a movie that has not had somebody out promoting it like this. I mean, you know, for him to be going. But so that's why it's really, I think, exemplary of the kind of work that he's doing, is involving everybody to help and to help promote this, that he's not the only one that is trying to do it. So I thought that was pretty interesting, that how it's happened and why he's asking for everyone's help in getting this out there. The other important thing that I want everybody to get a pen and paper, we have a new number for you to call in to listen to the call. You can listen to station one or two. And this is on BBS. And this is will be a very good line for you. It's 605-475-1600. And so the old number, the 716-748-0144, are being replaced now. So this 605-475-1600. And there's also, if you have a smartphone and you want to download a free app, with One Touch you can listen, One Touch Station Select, One Touch Call In to be live on the air speaking with the host. So it's quite advanced technology, and it's going to be really nice for us. It'll be easy, and it's only one number that you have to remember, 605-475-1600.
Is this also going to be no more 888 number, Marita?
Right.
Okay, that's gone. All right, thank you.
So it isn't gone. I haven't canceled anything yet, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows about it before I take off the... you're talking about the number to call in for... not the 888 number. The number for our old phone conference line is still there, and I'm not taking it down yet. I want to make sure everybody has the new information before we do that. The 888 is still for us to call in if at this point to make a comment. Now, once you have this new number, and if you have a smartphone and you download the app that's available, then you would be able to, tried to do that today, and I was out, and I didn't have time to finish the process. So I haven't practiced that yet, but it sounds like that with that app, you can touch a button there's a way for you to shift it so that you can actually be calling into the station and talking to a host. So I'm not sure how all this is going to work. We're going to have to practice with it, but that is coming. So the 888-429-5471 is still available for people to call in tonight. And when Omina is on, it's going to be about abundance. And so 888-429-5471. Caroline, are you on the line here? I'd answered your email. She had talked about maybe coming on to give us a report on what was happening with the funding. So I don't see her here, so we'll just move on. Is there anyone else that has anything here that needs to be handled before I pass it to Tara and Rama to see who they've talked to this week? Okay. Tara and Rama, what have you heard, and what do you want to share with everyone?
Greetings. Okay, everybody. Rama's going to report on the funding in lieu of Caroline. And, we're going to report on it together, but you're going to talk. Oh,
yeah, I didn't know what number to call. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted, Tara and Rama can tell you as well, but the campaign is going really well. There's $5,301 so far, which is great, which is almost, the amount they need, the initial amount they need just for the surgery and to get up there and whatnot. To Las Vegas, and there's been 93 contributors so far. So so to keep it going, if people can keep posting on Facebook and reminding their email list, that will be fantastic. And we just want to say a huge thank you to everyone, who's contributed and who will contribute. Even $10 is a huge help. So thank you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh, and Rama was going to report on what the rest might be needed for. And when we first were doing this, we were kind of green around the gills.
Yes.
And then Marshall mentioned first that he thought it was that you could receive $13,000 with no tax. And then Caroline researched it some more, and she said, no, it's $14,000. And so... then we were going over what that might mean.
Yes.
And so we've discussed this with Rana Mu. And Rana Mu is an advanced
soul
in terms of...
In a physical body.
Yeah, in a physical body. And what she said is when Rama was tasered, 50,000 volts each, so 100,000 volts directly into his chest. He literally was killed. And Mother came in and picked him back up, but the central nervous system was damaged, and she can see it. And then the other thing is that it's been at least 8 years since Rama's been having trouble with his body getting the proper nutrition because of this thing being
inguinal hernia.
And so that's caused some damage, too, in terms of retraining the body and healing the central nervous system. The money's going to be put towards recovery.
Yeah.
And Rana Mood said at least a year of really focused nutritional programming and things that he needs to do to build his system back into its healthy state.
Entirely so that's transfiguring this temple.
And the other part is the stress that's been going on for at least 8 years, where every month there's some time in general when we don't eat.
Yes.
Simply because there's not enough money to pay the things to keep a roof over our heads and keep us with the bills paid.
And that
so
has
that's
been
what's
a
sacrificed.
Pretty big weight on my shoulders.
Yes, and then having to beg from homeless people. That's just,
yes.
It's just got to be completely reversed. And also the symbol right now that I see is that actually today it was a huge thing that happened. I was talking to Rama, and he was giving an update, and I had another brother on the phone who was on hold. He was out of California, and so I was going to go back and tell him, but he got knocked off. So I tried to call him back. So I just, you know, pushed redial, and I got somebody completely different. And they said hello, and I said, is our brother so-and-so home? And she said, no, there's nobody by that name here. And where were you calling? And what's your name? And I said, my name is Tara. And that I was calling California. And then she said, well, I'm just going to tell you how far away you are from that happening. And she said, I'm in Canada. And I said, what? I forgot what we were talking about, but somehow we got onto the topic of Ramtha. And so then I said, well, and she, oh, I know, I was talking about I was talking about Penny. And she said, oh, yes. We're really good friends. And I said, how is it that I called somebody in California and I ended up getting you and you know Penny? And I said, then do you know about Nasara? And she said, yes, I know all about Nasara. I've been doing Nasara and its related issues since the late 80s, early 90s. And I know all about it. And then she said, I met Cam and Connie too. I know Cam and Connie. And then I said, well, do you know my friend because of the Ramtha connection? Do you know my friend, Yarrow Alpine? And she said, she was my best friend until she left the planet. And I told her that Yarrow Alpine, we lived with her for a summer, and Yarrow Alpine was coming to our calls all through the 90s. And she said, I know, because I was living there, after you guys left. And it was just like, what is going on?
Serendipity.
It is total serendipity. And then she said, I asked her about her Yarrow's daughter, because I kind of helped her very much when Yarrow left the planet. But I wanted to connect with her again. And she said, what you want to do is you want to just go and you can put something in a search engine. I'm not sure if it's Google or no, it's not Google. It's just something. And you can look for links to a person's name. And she said, I'll do it right now. And she said, oh, there's six links. And anyway, it looks like I'm going to be able to talk to her. And then she said, just a minute, let me just check Tara and Rama. And she went there and she said, there's a GoFundMe site for you and there's 50,000 more links. And so that means, look what's happening here. We're going towards this prosperity thing. And as you have read the GoFundMe site, it really honors Rama for being who he is in terms of bringing through some legislation. It doesn't say what it is, but it says for bringing through some legislation that's going to change this whole world.
And I can tell you right now in Nevada, Bernie Sanders is laying it out in plain and simple English.
Oh, my God. He's on the Spanish channel.
Yeah, Telemundo.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, he's on the Spanish channel, and they're airing it on MSNBC, too.
And just because I know the time is kind of short, I talked with Natasha today, and the story, as we are seeing it right at the moment, is like the picture you sent me, Marita, about the ship that's in the corona of the sun. And we are having M-class flares, G-class flares in the last 4 days with our sun. And since Valentine's Day, that ship, which is one of the blue avian spheres, this ship, planetoid, is larger than our sun. And somehow SOHO had it in the SOHO Observatory of the Sun. It was there on Valentine's Day, and millions of people across the internet saw it. What Natasha explained to me today on her Android pad and showed me is as this ship came in on Valentine's Day, and subsequently now it's the 18th, what has been going on is the frequencies, the sequences of magnetic wave resonance, everything that's going on is raising everybody and their dog up to the fifth dimension, so to speak. And what Natasha also explained is this is bringing out the crazies and the ones like, it's about this, things are becoming so polarized. And the way Natasha explained it is, as the energies increase in frequency and magnitude and resonance, we are becoming crystalline beings, going from carbon-based life forms. And as you are not in harmony and resonance with that, it is causing real problems in the physical body. And it is not a threat, not a warning. It is just a fact. And the way Natasha explained it is we are being moved up in octave, whether we like it or not. And it's about Earth's ascension as well as our own. It's not to sound harsh, but it is what is happening right now as things have escalated exponentially because we've already moved into Sat Yuga and the 13 families, whatever they're doing with their distractions, it's becoming so polarized. And you have to be kind of deaf, dumb, and blind not to see it. I mean, Mr. Francis came right out today, called Mr. Trump not a Christian because he wants to build a wall between Mexico and the U.S. That is how radical the polarization is becoming apparent to everyone. And the issues surrounding Syria and the story about that is about what we have here going on with the criminals in Congress and all three branches of government. And as you are listening to the ones in states that are blood red, you're not hearing what Bernie Sanders is having to say. Your radio stations, TV stations, just simply won't cover it. Because the 13 families have told those broadcasters and news agencies, if you broadcast what Bernie has to say, let's just say, you know, we're watching you, and whatever happens after that, you know, the chips may fall. And it has become at such an exponential level. The reason I bring all this up is because the Blue Avians, the Sphere Alliance, the folks that are surrounding this planet, solar system, galaxy, I mean, they have said there will be no nukes.
That spherical ship is bigger than the sun.
That's right.
And that's just unheard of, you know.
That has got our scientists extremely worried.
Nervous.
Because they do not have anything of that nature. And even with the Secret Space Command and their, you know, war fleets out there, you know, I'll say it again. The solar system is on lockdown. The planet is locked down. The only beings coming in here are these interdimensional, hyperdimensional craft and beings that are of the office of the Christ. And it just will not be tolerated, anything of that negative nature. And the way Natasha kind of left it with me, as you want your children to go off to war, you will vote for Hillary. If you want peace, you'll vote for Bernie.
And then the Vatican, Francis,
yes,
actually said something about Donald Trump today, which was very interesting. He said, as Donald Trump wants to build walls and not bridges.
Right.
He is not a Christian. It does not apply because the gospel is the gospel of building bridges.
Correct.
And bringing people together.
This brings in the rainbow bridge all the way to Asgard. And it is so awesome to behold what's happening because it is extremely life-changing right now. And the way Natasha described it simply, are you going to choose love or are you going to choose fear? It's that simple.
And what Bernie's been saying at this event here about instead of what Donald Trump wants to do, build a wall, they've been asking some really deep questions. And what Bernie said is that there's two things. And one is an education. Number one is
yes.
An education. And, you know, basically what he was saying is in order for me to be standing up here and teaching you, I had to get an education. I can't be a good politician unless I do that. And that thought brought me to the awareness of Saint Germain. Saint Germain was a politician and a half, intentionally. But he got an education.
Yes.
In order to do that. Not only a small piece of education, he started his education seriously at the university level when he was 12. And in 1573, he was 12, he went to Trinity College in Cambridge and studied the sciences for 3 years. And then in 1576, he began studying Hebrew, Greek, Latin, Spanish, Italian, and French and graduated in all of those. And then in 1576, at 15, he was accepted at the law school known as Gray's Inn. It is at this time that the queen revealed that he was the queen's son, the unacknowledged Prince of Wales. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but that was interesting. She instructed him to never write, print, or speak secrets under his own name. Then at the age of 16, at the direction of the queen, he was sent to Paris with English ambassador Serge Amyas Paulet at the large ship known as the Dreadnought to study Egyptian, Arab, Arabian, Indian, and Greek philosophy, with particular attention given to the ancient mysteries and their ritual rites. And on it goes. And it was by the time he was 21, he was fully engaged in the politics of the day, and he never died. And he brought that unfinished New Atlantis, and it's understood that the remainder of that writing was completed back then, but it was put in the Bruton vaults until we can find out the story now. And then one more thing happened last Saturday that I thought was really interesting. Richard came on and he said, I'm going to share something from Divine Sky and the angel messages. And he said that Bernie Sanders is Nasara, and that's true.
Yes.
And so, and Bernie Sanders, when he got out there, the first thing he said is, I am a politician. And so then... So he said, look at 1 degrees Virgo, and it's called Peresh, P-E-R-E-S-C-H, the angels of politics. Beloved, the time may come in the life of a seeker as inner guidance directs to serve the world in political ways, to bring greater spiritual perfection for all, to protect independence and freedom, to bring clarity to the highest blueprint of humanity. As that happens, heaven then inspires this person with the virtues of the letters of our name. As we wish it, we will help you with a high political career. The equipment you with the faculties of an excellent orator, so that you know how to bind people by word. We also equip you with toughness and endurance, so you can realize all your wishes. The constellation Virgo opens receptivity for feelings of wisdom to be expressed in practical ways in the material world. In the first degree of manifesting practical divine wisdom, we inspire service in politics. All life strives upward toward light, toward spiritual perfection. This longing is the virtue of the first letter of our name. Divine being is omniscient in all life. All life is sacred and precious. Omnipresence is the virtue of the second and fourth letter of our name. Serving through inner guidance, letter R, connects each person in each moment to divine will, by which providence created the first outpouring of creation. This is the virtue of original light and fire. The quality of SCH, that letter, it's what, three letters in one. This original fire or divine will is regarded as the highest virtue. The sound of ch as one letter in the Kabbalah is the highest and original letter. Okay, so myths of the Grail King and others throughout the universes explain the ideal of enlightening all creation. Letters P and E, with the help of inner guidance and the highest power of divine light and will of God, letter SCH. The will of the Most High is that people care for, protect, and uplift the guide and guide creation to the greatest spiritual beauty and perfection. I don't know, but if Omin is there, then we'll... I just wanted to say one more thing, and that is Lady Goddess Virgo is the goddess for the next 2,000-year period. So let's focus on divine politics and the angels of that a lineage called Peresh. I've passed the talking stick back to you, Marita Robert.
Thank you. I had to get my mute off.
Okay.
Well, we do have Amina as our guest tonight, and remind you that if you wish to call in from the United States and Canada, it's 888-429-5471. That is toll free. We do have a new number to announce that if you wish to listen to the phone or to the call, to the program on your phone, there's a new number that you can use for that. And it's 605-475-1600. 605-475-1600. And if you have a smartphone, there is an app that you can download so that you will be able to actually toggle back and forth between station one or two. But more importantly, you'll be able to call the station and talk to the host on that number as well. That you have to have an app for, and I will have to figure out a way. I don't have emails for all of you. So anyone who would like to have that app, just send me an email, and I will send it out to you, stargatemarita@gmail.com. And in your subject line, just say, send me the link. And that way I'll send you the link so that you can get that app, and then you'll be able to toggle back and forth. Between if you want to listen to something sometime on station one, you can do that. But more importantly, you'll be able to call in on this same number. So 605-475-1600, and you can begin using that at any time. So, Omina,
I'm here. Good evening,
about abundance, and I know that everybody is interested in finding more abundance in their life and in all areas of their life. So where do you want to begin tonight?
Well, I want to say hello to everybody and hope everybody is doing well. And today we're going to talk about abundance. If you don't have abundance, you experience poverty of the soul. And a lot of people wonder what does poverty of the soul mean? Well, it means that you're shut down to the world, really, and feeling very sad and not having very much joy in your life. And nothing ever seems to be good enough. So it's very difficult to see any kind of abundance around you when you're coming from poverty of the soul. And how do you create abundance? I'm sure everybody has a different idea. I mean, in the society that we live in, abundance means that you have loads of money. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, they equate abundance with being able to go out and buy whatever they want or do whatever they want. And abundance to me is totally appreciating what you do have, regardless to how it stands up to other people that you know or even in society. Abundance is being able to look at where you've come from, and this would be more on the positive side, and see how you changed your life through the years and made it better. And being able to appreciate all the little things or the little things people do for you. Or even manifesting what you want to do in a way that you can afford it. That's really manifesting abundance. That's how you create it. You create abundance. You have to create abundance from the right mindset. Okay, so you'd have to look at, how do you look at things? Do you look for the positive or do you more focus on the negative? If you're more focused on the negative, you're definitely suffering from poverty of the soul. Because if you ask your soul to bring you the abundance, it will, but you have to be open to it and you have to have some gratitude for what you already have. And that's how you live an abundant life. You just see the positive in everything you do. You expect the positive in everything you do. If it doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out, that still means it wasn't for your higher good. Anybody can, you know, jump in and ask questions if you want to. How do you recognize abundance? I can only relate to you how I recognize abundance. If I want to, I've traveled a good bit of the world on very little because I'm not a financially rich woman by any means. But for some reason, the abundance comes to me, and it's always such a delight and such a surprise And I'm always so grateful that traveling wherever I want to go has always been affordable to me. And it's through friends and invitations and things like that. Things come to me in that sense. And if I want something special, I just say, you know, God or the universe, whatever your belief system is, make it affordable to me. And it does. And that's how I recognize it. That's where that the abundance brings you the joy. It gives you the opportunity to expand your experience in life, to expand your experience with people. One of the big things that stops people from recognizing abundance is their fear, because they're afraid to take a chance. They're afraid to take that leap of faith. And that, of course, if there's fear there, it blocks the abundance. It can't come to you if you're afraid. And one of the questions is, are we born with abundance or in abundance? That depends on how you look at things. I mean, if we're born and we survive it, there's definitely survive our childhood, you might say. There's definitely a certain amount of abundance there. And how do you acquire it? Well, it's really not something that you go out to acquire. It's really a mindset, again, how you look at the world, how you receive. If you're not a person that can receive, then you're not open to abundance. Most people are trained to give, but they're not consciously aware that they need to receive back to create that cycle of give and take. And of course, the abundance is not there. If you're giving all the time, you're just going to eventually get exhausted and there's nothing left for you. And that really is poverty of the soul, because there's nothing within the person to see how abundant they are themselves. You have to be abundant to give, but you really have to be abundant to receive. That's how you receive it back. And can you lose abundance? Absolutely. If you have a mindset and it changes and you begin to see if something happens and you begin to take a negative outlook on everything, whatever abundance is there and you're not appreciated, you've already lost it. And abundance is a mindset. And one of the questions here was, abundance and fortunes, are they the same? I don't think that they're the same. I think abundance is a feeling. Abundance is appreciation. A fortune is something you're going to work really hard at. If you appreciate that and you appreciate the abundance it brings you, then you're in the right mindset. So having said all of that, does anybody have any questions about abundance or lack of it? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. If people want to call in and make comments, 888-429-5471. And
while we're waiting for someone to call in, I have to tell you, I get an awful lot of calls from your listening audience. I get a lot of requests for consultations from your listening audience. So there's a lot of people around the country listening.
Right. I know that because I get good comments about that, too, that they've had a reading or that they've had conversations with you. So I know that that's happening. And is there anybody here on the team that wants to ask a question about abundance?
That's how abundant I've become since I've been on your show.
Say which again. I missed that.
I said that's how abundant I have become since I've been on your show.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. And I'm grateful.
And we are, you're giving something of value to people, and they're responding with their abundance back to you. So
absolutely.
That's how things work in divine order.
Absolutely.
Hi, Amina. It's Kathy in the background here.
Hi, Kathy.
I just saw Sonia pop up, so I'll just go real quick since I didn't see her initially. We'll get right to you. Well, you know, the last couple of years for me have been where I have not wanted to work full time. So I've created the ability to take on Social Security early and to work part time. But I'm finding that that's really not enough for me to survive well. And it's kind of tainted my ability to receive a little bit, too. I think I'm just in a kind of financial funk here. And what would you suggest to those of us who are in that space where we need to do more, but we really don't want to do more. I mean, I'm kind of like.
Well, let me tell you, I'm in exactly the same position. So you have to take a look at, because I had to do that myself, take a look at the fear. I could not make a decision about abundance until I recognized the fear and got rid of that. And the fear, of course, hangs around when you make an absolute decision. One of the things is not to focus on the money as much as focusing on the abundance. So you would probably put out a message to the universe that you want to live comfortably. But you have to have a leap of faith with that. And when you do that, the universe will then take care of you. But if you're anxious about not having enough money and you don't want to work, you know, you want to have a little more joy and a little more whatever it is that you like to do with your time. They're the messages you have to put out, that you will have enough. And you ask the universe to support that for you. So it's a little bit about taking a little bit of inventory exactly on where you're putting your fear. If the fear is going into not having enough money, then you won't.
Yeah.
Because you'll find more expenses with the little bit that you got.
Yeah.
So it's about the abundance, is about trusting, and but it has to come from the heart. So that's a process that you have to work through. And also it's about, you know, the abundance is about looking at the money you have, paying your bills, being grateful you're able to pay. Ask the universe to send you back 10 times more.
Okay. I'm liking that. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
And that's a doable. Thanks for that good advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have Sonia on line one and Big Will on line two. So, Sonia, would you step forward and let us hear your voice?
I will. Hi, here I am. Hello, Kathy. Hi, Yomina.
Hi,
wonderful
Sonia.
To hear you.
Good.
I hope that your surgery was successful.
It was. I'm much
and
better.
And all is well. Any blessings.
It's much better. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Omina, now that you brought up this subject of abundance and being a mindset and not being open to receive, then you're not an open vessel to have abundance, right? Because the energy, the highway is not open to those energies. So where is the collective standing in all this? Is the mindset of the collective at the moment at a percentage that is low? And will this be a key energetic element in the shift towards Nisara and abundance? Is this one of the things that needs to be shifted for something so major to happen? Or can it happen when the collective is still at a low point in that embedded fear that the programming has been so successful in accomplishing?
You can do all the programming. The universe can have all the abundance in the world. The universe has all the abundance in the world. But as individuals, if we're not open to receiving the least little bit, we're not going to get it. So what happens is, if you have someone that's not able to receive or is closed down, that connects to that negative energy in the universe as well.
My question is, what percentage of the collective of humanity, if you can take a quick look at it, let's say, 60, 40, 50% is
still... No, it's anywhere near that. It's somewhere around 35%.
35% in poverty of the soul. That's very good. That's a good number, Amina. Thank you.
Well, we'd like to see it 51%, but I think it's going to take a while before it gets there. 35%.
No. 31% what? That are still in fear, or 31% that is clear?
Okay. 35% of the world are only in the energy of abundance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I see.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and see, nothing ever really starts unless us as individuals begin to create that mindset and create that abundance for ourselves as well, for everybody that around us, for the world, put out that energy. But if we don't feel the abundance for ourselves, we most certainly cannot put it out and wish it for other people too.
Right, but that 35 can right now radiate it out, and that can move get things moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything that we do as individuals affects the collective, whether it's negative or positive. It affects the collective.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I'll mute up and let them come in. Much love and gratitude to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, Big Will. Big Will, can you hear me? Line
yes,
two?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Big Will?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Is that Big Will?
Who is this?
It's a Big Will. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Omina, thank you for being on this program. We sure appreciate it. Omina, my question is this. Where do you see me in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think you've asked me that question lots of times. Have you?
I believe I asked one time.
Okay. You retired?
I am retired.
I still see you going towards the northwest part of the United States.
Okay. Is there a particular person that I'll be with?
A particular person?
Yes.
You have to give me names about these particular people, so give me a couple of names and I can tell you. I go by the vibration of the name of the person. I can tell you what's coming in about that person. They're not ready yet to go there. But they will be.
Oh, they're not ready to go there.
They're not ready yet to go there, but they will be.
I see.
They haven't come to that in the heart yet, so to speak. But maybe that's what's holding you back.
I see. And what profession, what new career or new profession that you see me in?
What do you do now? I'm asking. I'm not getting anything right now.
I'm not doing anything special in particular, no. But there are some things I really like to do. I like to communicate with people.
Okay. What they're showing me is that you're going to teach.
I am doing that now. Believe it or not, I'm doing that now.
Well, my guess, you're going to keep doing it. You may just have a different program.
Well, very good, because I'm doing that now, and I love what I'm
doing. You're going to keep doing it, but you're going to have a better choice of what you want to do.
Okay, well, very, very good. And the abundance, do you see this abundance in our future, more or less, in 2016?
In your future?
Yes.
Yes, you're going to become more abundant because you're changing.
Very good. Now, my next question is this.
Go ahead.
My next question is this. We all have galactic DNA, and my question is this. Through this elevation or this transition that we're going through, do you see 35% of the population or even more, moving into that realm in 2016?
It will begin in 2016. It won't accelerate until about 2018. Right,
it's going
to begin the end of July. They're telling me it's going to begin where they're going to download the program, so to speak, to purify the DNA. But they have to do it at a slow process because the physical body cannot handle major energy, that kind of energy. So it has to be a process that they can alchemate to.
I see. Very, very good. Well, Amina, you answered my question. And I was very fascinated. The last time we talked, you mentioned that I was a farmer in the northern part of France. And
yes.
That I had a... And I had 8 kids, and that and then my past life, I was back in the days of Sananda or Jesus, in the time when he was on this planet.
Yeah.
Let me say this: you see, I was a captain during that particular time, What was my status during that time when Jesus did walk to earth? I know that I was a captain, but what was the result of me then?
You mean the result of you because you were a captain in the Roman army?
Yes. What was my result?
You carried an awful lot of guilt.
Because who Jesus was.
Yes. And because of the way things went.
Because of how things end up, yes.
Yes, you carried a lot of guilt about that, but you have to remember you're in that lifetime and in the Roman army, and that's what they did to a lot of people. That was the means of death, was crucifying people. So for any guilt that you have, you just forgive yourself if you were a part of that or in the belief system, and then you let it go.
Okay. Now, as I move through that phase, this is my last question. As I move through that phase, what other life experience did I have other than a farmer and a captain of the Roman army?
You were in Egypt.
Funny,
you were one of the captains over the slaves in Egypt building the pyramids.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. Oh my goodness! Very interesting. That's
you have leadership abilities.
I see. Okay.
So if you're still with leadership abilities, you're going to take the opportunities to whatever. To whatever lifetime you come in, you're going to take those opportunities to lead. If you judge yourself on them, then you have to clean that up, energy up. Because there's nobody in the higher realms judging you, because that's free will choice.
I see. Have I ever, and I'm going to say this to you, and you tell me yes or no, in my past, I felt that I was visited by a galactic being. What do you say on that, Amina?
It happened twice.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
That's your confirmation.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, you're correct. Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. It confirms it. It really does confirm it.
They were able to adjust your energy. Your energy need adjustment.
Yeah. I'm emotional because, yes, you're correct. It happened twice. I have told several people about the first time it happened. And it was very moving. And at the same time, it happened again. So thank you for confirming that for me. Thank you so very much.
You're so very welcome.
Okay, thank you, Big Will.
And thank
let's see, I don't see anybody else here yet that's called in the last few moments, so we'll remind you, 888-429-5471 if you want to call in, and we will let you ask questions. And
well, I have an email question. I think this lady lives in the East Coast somewhere around Virginia, maybe down that way.
Okay.
And her question was, Gail, if you're listening, she wants to know how many lifetimes she has lived and what star system she's from. Well, Gail, what I'm getting is you're from Orion and you've had 247 lifetimes. This is your 247th lifetime. And hopefully you're listening. If you're not, I'll email it back to you. Hopefully I'll remember it, because oftentimes when I channel stuff, I don't remember it. That's why if I do readings, I have people record it so that they'll remember. Because I wouldn't be able to keep all that in my head, that's for sure. So for Gail, that's for you. So hopefully that you're listening and hopefully that's you're happy with that. So anybody else got any questions? Or do you want me to just keep rambling on?
Well, you know, I've never ever thought about asking how many lifetimes I had. I think the last place I came through was through the Pleiades, but I don't know if that, what else, if you, while we're waiting for somebody to call.
Marita, you asked me how many lifetimes you've had?
I said, I've never ever asked you that before. So if you want to tell me that, I'd listen.
379.
Okay.
And also, you want me to tell you more?
Sure.
You're getting ready where you're not going to come back.
Yes.
You're not interested in coming back. That's all I'm getting, unless you ask me another question about that.
Okay.
I mean, you're not getting ready to leave either, but, you know, you're sort of completing your cycle.
And it's like, would I be on another planet, or would I just be... When
you leave me? When you leave?
Yes.
What they're telling me is that you're going to become a guide.
Okay.
You're going to become a spiritual guide.
Okay.
So that means you're going to be helping souls on the other side and souls on Earth.
To make the transition, yes.
After the transition.
Right.
Yeah. You will become a spiritual guide. That's what they're telling.
And what's the last planet I came through?
It wasn't Palladius. It was one farther away.
Okay.
Ashtar? Is there such a planet?
Well, Ashtar is a divine being that's in command of the ship that Sananda's on.
The Galactic Federation of that group.
And I've been there. I mean, I've been in the etheric. I've been on the ship. I know what my room number is. I know what the room looks like. I mean, I've been there more than once.
That's where you came from.
Okay.
To this lifetime.
All right.
That's why the memory is so clear to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you came to this life to teach.
And that's what I've been doing.
That's right. So it's preparing you for becoming a spiritual guide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
very
kind
good.
Of exciting.
Okay. Who else would like to ask Amina some questions tonight?
Well, I'm going to ask how many lifetimes I've had. This is Kathy speaking, since that's such a great question.
I know, isn't it, though? They're telling me, Kathy, that you have had 225 lifetimes, that you are going towards the end of the mature soul.
What planet am I from? What star system, I want to say?
Orion.
Orion.
That's what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Linda from Texas on line one.
Did you come on yet?
Linda, can you hear me? And we have Helen on line two. So, Linda, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, now it's Glenda from Texas.
Oh, it's Glenda. All right. Hi there.
Yeah. Hi. Now, I have a question. I got a message from Commander Val Thor this week to watch my health for the next 2 months.
Who's Commander?
Val Thor. He is from Venus.
Oh, okay. So he's one of your guides.
He was one of the three that lived in the Pentagon when Eisenhower was here for three years. He was the being that was a created being that did not have a belly button or any fingerprints. The other two that were with him did have a belly button, but they didn't have fingerprints. So that's who Val Thor is.
You people have way more information than me. But Glenda, let me get back to your health, because you got the message about protecting yourself for the next couple of months.
Uh-huh.
One of them has to do with you need to become very aware when you're driving and walking that you don't get into any kind of an accident. You need to become very aware of your physicality.
Okay.
There's also something going on with your digestive system or around your stomach area.
Oh, yes.
You might want to watch what it is that you put into your body if you're getting a reaction, don't put it in there. Or if you get an awful lot of indigestion, it's not going well with your vibrations. Your vibrations are rising.
Yes.
And the other thing they're telling me that you need to get more rest than you're getting now.
Well, that would be nice. If I could sleep, it'd be great. But I don't go to bed till usually about 12:30 at night. If I'm lucky, I'll go to sleep then. So, no, I'm not getting enough rest, and
well,
I know it.
Not getting enough rest is a huge, big problem in terms of your physical well-being. You might want to have checked out why you're not sleeping. You could have sleep apnea, for you never know. You never get enough rest with that because you'll be constantly waking up. But the other thing is also you need to calm down your central nervous system.
Okay.
So I don't know if you work with medical doctors or if you work with alternative, homeopathic type doctors. Whichever ones you work.
No, regular doctors.
Huh?
A regular doctor.
All right. Well, they have a tendency to give you sleep medicine, which doesn't necessarily mean you're going to sleep, and that's more chemical than your body. And you might want to look at some alternatives that relaxes you. What they're telling me is that you need to play some music when
okay.
you're sleeping. As something that's very soothing and something that resonates to you. And concentrate
okay.
on your breath. Do some deep breathing. Concentrate on your breath rather than letting your mind run around.
Okay.
But be very aware of your physicality for the next couple of months. If you drive or when you're walking or whatever around, where you're living, just be aware. Just get into your body a little bit and be aware of what's going on with it.
Okay. And
Glenda,
I have a question. Uh-huh.
Glenda, I was going to mention to you, I've had a challenge with the sleeping as well. And I finally remembered I've done so much work with the Bach flowers, and I got those out, and that has helped me tremendously. So if you want to call me, we can talk about that too. I mean,
that
in addition to what Omina's already told you, but I found that the Bach flowers, all of a sudden, I'm doing so many people that are coming back to that. When I started using them and bringing it into my consciousness here, all of a sudden I've got people around me that all want to work with them as well. So,
and they're very
okay.
good. The Bach flowers are very good.
Okay.
They're what
well, I thought
just...
when I... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I thought when I retired, I'd get to, go to bed early and get up late and just sleep all the time, and it just doesn't happen that way.
Well, it's very hard to break long life habits.
Yes.
It's very hard to change them. There's nothing wrong with keeping your sleeping pattern as if you were working. The key is that if you're not sleeping, it doesn't matter what pattern you have.
No.
So it's about really, I definitely would recommend you talking to Marita about the Bach flowers and also doing the music, because you need to calm. It's your central nervous system that's overreacting. So you need
to calm. I've had this tingling and burning all through my body from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet for about 14 years or maybe longer than that. And I don't know what causes it.
Well, you just could be your overactive central nervous system, but you need to do some deep breathing in order to release some of that energy. And then with the Bach flowers, I bet that you'll find a change within a month.
Okay.
And ask
Can
for
I
help?
Ask another question?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fascinated by Scotland. Did I have a past life in Scotland?
You had three past lives in Scotland.
Okay. Was it recently?
One was in the 13th century, one was in the 15th century, and the other was in the 17th century. They weren't easy lives.
Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
You lived up in the Highlands.
Oh, yes. I read books about Scotland all the time. I love them. I love them.
You might want to get some Scottish music then to soothe your soul, heal your soul.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And another question, Was I ever an Indian?
Native American, you mean?
Yes.
They're not showing me that.
Okay.
Now, right now, they're not showing me that. But trust yourself. Okay. You have some memories, and it's real for you, so they're just not showing it to me.
Okay.
Oh, no, now they're showing me that. Okay. It might be a little bit traumatic that you're reliving. They're saying that you were not a Native American, but you were captured by them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were on one of the Western wagons. You were a female, and you were captured by them. You were very young. You were around 20, and you spent the rest of your life with them.
Okay. And I've been reading books like that, too. That's really weird.
Well, that's you just rediscovering some of your lifetimes.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And good luck with your recovery. Or, you know, just follow the pattern. Talk to Marita, and you'll
thank
be fine.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Marita.
All right. We have Helen on line 2 and Alea on line 3 and Connie on line 4. So we have them stacked up here, and just know we'll get to you as soon as we can. So, Helen?
Yes. I have a couple of health issues going on. I just contracted pneumonia, and I don't feel like I need to go to the doctor. And my bottom bridge came out, and that means a lot of reconstruction. I'm not too happy about. Is there anything? Can I let this go? Oh, is it going to be serious?
Tell me your name again.
Helen from Georgia.
Helen, you had pneumonia and you didn't have it treated?
I collapsed in the house, so they took me to the hospital. And they gave me IV and then bacterial stuff.
Right.
And I seem to be much better. I'm not quite that weak, but I'm sleeping a lot. But I have been sleeping a lot.
Well, you're in recovery. Pneumonia, when it gets to that, when it goes unchecked until you collapse, is very, very serious to your physical body. So it takes a long time to recover from that. And I would suggest when you do recover from it, get the pneumonia vaccine so you don't get it again. Because your system is weak right now. So it really is about becoming aware and taking better care of yourself or noticing in your body if there's something not right.
Yeah, it felt terrible. You know, I knew something was seriously wrong because I couldn't coordinate anything.
So what stopped you from going when you got sick?
Yeah.
Are you afraid?
No. No.
You're not afraid that they're going to tell you you have something that might kill you?
I'm ready. if I go, I go. You know, I'm not afraid.
Well, the thing about that is that You can definitely be ready to go whenever you want to, but you can do that in health as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to suffer to go.
I'm surprised because I haven't really been that sick in a while, and I was just wondering.
I think it's about awareness. I think it's about you may be ready to transition at any time in your life, but I think is that somewhere you must have a belief system that you have to be sick to do it, and you don't.
That's right.
It's about bringing yourself back to health and enjoying whatever it is you're doing in your life, and when you're ready to go, you're going to go regardless.
Right.
But you don't have to be sick to do it. Unless you're very tired of life and depressed.
I wasn't aware that I have to be sick because, you know, there's a lot of good things going on in my life. And is my book going to do well?
What's the name of your book?
The Sounds of Aquarius.
Right now, they're not telling me anything about your book. They may tell me about it in a few minutes, but I would suggest that the subject we talked about tonight is abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to start working on the abundance for the book as well as for your health and your well-being.
Okay.
And to receiving that abundance, which includes taking care of yourself, being aware of your surroundings, being aware of your body, just being aware. And put the abundance out there for the book to succeed.
Okay. Thank you. Is that all?
That's all I have right now. Just make sure you take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have three more people lined up. Alea, looks like. Is that, am I pronouncing that right, Alea?
Oh, yeah. No, it's Ahalia.
Okay.
Okay. Is there an echo on here?
Sorry?
Yes, there's a little bit, but we can hear you.
Okay. Let me take you up a speaker and see if that helps. Oh. Is that better?
Yes.
No, I still hear it. Hi, Amina. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I'd like to know what planet did I come from to this planet in my current life, and what's my original home planet?
You came from Lemuria.
Okay, coming into planet Earth this last lifetime.
The last lifetime, where did you come from?
Yes.
You went, okay. You came from Lemuria to Atlantis, and then you came to Earth.
Okay, that's the current lifetime I have.
Yes, where you're living right now. You came from Atlantis to this lifetime.
Okay, then. And what is my original home planet?
Your original is Sirius.
Yep, you got that right. I've been told that numerous times. Just was double checking. Okay, and then I just need more clarity on what I'm being called to do since I've recently moved back to New York State.
Okay, and the question around that is, I didn't hear it the first time. What are you called to do?
Yes, what I was saying is that I'm needing more clarity on what I am being called to do now since my recent move back to New York. I just recently moved back to New York State.
Well, what they're telling me, what the guides are telling me to tell you, is that you need to do more of your healing work.
Okay.
You have a lot of gifts from Lemuria and Atlantis, and you need to bring those gifts forward.
Okay. And is that with my artwork or with the workshops and trainings that I do?
Both. But okay. Also, you can do, you need to do more energy work.
Okay. Okay, then. Thank you very much, Amina.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And we have Connie next, and then Judy. Connie, can you hear us?
You're way out there. I can't hear you.
It sounds like... Okay. We want to have Connie call back?
Yeah.
Connie, okay. Are you calling me already? I am here.
Connie?
Connie?
Oh, good.
Connie. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, we can hear you. So what's your question, Connie?
My question is about my husband, Cam. He is going in for stem cell treatment, hoping to get his kidneys healed. And I just want to know what she can feel about that.
What's his first name again?
Cam.
Cam, okay. Well, he doesn't want to really talk to me about it, but I can tell you that at first he's going to have a little bit of a difficulty, but he's going to come out on the right side of it. He needs
is.
To change his mindset about it. He's a little bit scared of it.
Is he a little bit scared?
Yeah, he is a little scared of it.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was excited about it.
Well, you can be scared and excited all at the same time.
Yeah.
So he needs to shift.
So.
He needs to shift his fear out a little bit and look at the. He needs to be more open to receiving and restoring his health.
Okay.
He needs to trust the process.
Okay. Is there anything else you can tell us about him and myself?
You spent many lifetimes together before, taking care of each other.
Okay.
This lifetime was about both of you healing issues between you.
Okay.
Okay. But you seem to be good and strong.
Where did we come from originally? Or where are we? What planet are we from?
You're from Orion, and he's from Sirius. Sirius B.
Sirius B. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm from Orion.
You're from Orion.
Okay.
You're a little fierier than he is.
Pardon me?
You're a little fierier than he is. You're more fiery in you than he does.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. So part of your lifetime this time is balancing that energy between both of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Amina.
Well, I will send love and light to him. Just work with him to be more open to the abundance of bringing his health back.
Thank you.
He can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. He trusts you.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Judy, are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
Hi,
Judy.
How are you? Yeah, I have a couple of questions, and I was just wondering, have I been on Ashtar's ship?
They're not telling me yet, so give me another question.
What was I and where was I, like, pre-life or other planets, maybe?
Well, let me get back to the Ashtar question that just told me. You refused it.
I refused it?
You refused to be on Ashtar.
Oh. Okay. Was I on another ship?
They're not showing me another ship. They just said you refuse to go on it. You refuse to be on it.
Okay.
That's
but
okay.
I feel like I have memories or something of being on his ship and being with him.
Well, you very well could have, but it may be also that it didn't resonate to you at the time and you refused to stay.
Oh, Mina?
Yes.
Could it be that the name of the starship, the command starship, is called the New Jerusalem. Does that change the outcome in terms of recognizing the name of the ship?
Not to me, no.
Oh, okay.
No. No, you were definitely, it didn't resonate to you and you didn't stay. You refused to stay. That's what they're telling me.
Oh. Because I thought I was there, like, planning, like, my life contracts for this life.
Okay.
That's what I remember doing with some guides.
Well, maybe when you had that done, you left.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
It's almost like you made an absolute decision that you wanted to do this on your own.
Oh, I have memories of them offering me to help out in different ways, being more involved with liberating humanity and stuff like that. But I wanted to be with the people.
Okay.
And
well,
so
I didn't want to. You might want to revisit to get more clarity, because you're definitely saying that you refused to stay, that you wanted to do things on your own. You wanted to be able to do them on your own. And that may have been very much part of your growth.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay.
It's not
a bad thing.
Can
you tell me? Yeah. Can you tell me about my health?
About your health?
Yeah.
Well, would you mind taking down
maybe
the walls? You have a couple of walls around you. You need to take them down for me to look at your physical body.
Okay.
You just mentally take them down. Are you suffering anything particular? Because I'm not getting anything on your health. There's something wrong with your lower body. I don't know if it involves your legs.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I've had blood clots when I was pregnant.
Yes.
And I think they might have returned.
Right. So you have, it's not, you probably have to do a lot more walking to force the blood to circulate in your body. Your energy is low. Your vibrations are low. The blood is the life of your body, but it's not circulating at the rate that it needs to.
Yeah, it usually does that in the wintertime.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is that if you're not aware of it, and it'll create more problems health-wise. So it's really that I don't know if your blood is too thick, but it's not circulating at the rate that it needs to. So you might want to pay attention to that.
Okay. I'll get back into yoga.
Judy, how much are you moving? Are you sitting most of the time?
No, I'm usually up cleaning after a toddler. And so I'm up all the time.
You need to do some... Not heavy duty walking, but you need to walk more.
Okay.
Run around.
Yeah, I've been trying to thin my blood a little bit.
Yeah, run around after a toddler is exhausting, but it's not working the body and it's not circulating the blood.
Right. Okay.
So again, you know, that is your life source. The blood is the life part of the body. So it's about really. They're telling me to tell you, you need to take better care of yourself instead of exhausting yourself all the time.
Right.
You're kind of nervous or anxious.
Yeah. I do feel that way sometimes, but.
Yes, well, that's part of the problem. So it's about doing something just for you that I don't, you know, if it's yoga, if it's walking, if it's swimming, one of those things, whatever that helps you to relax and move that body and move the blood and get that energy, get that anxiety energy out of your system. It's time alone for you to do that. That would improve tremendously and how you feel.
Yeah, I really want to go out and go dancing.
That's wonderful.
I feel that within me a lot.
Go out and go dancing, because dancing is another, dancing and music that's part of the, you know, that's part of the soul expressing itself. So that would be a wonderful way of you to get that circulation going, because you'd get some joy out of that.
Yes, I think so.
Then do it. The world won't fall apart if you take care of yourself.
I'm trying to make plans for it.
No.
Do you know what planet or star system I'm from?
Put on your Nike shirt and do it.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make
the
points to yourself.
Commander Randy.
Commander Randy is on the phone?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Randy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Is this Commander
Randy? Hi, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Great. my question is about where am I from and where will I be in the next year?
Where are you from and what about the earth?
What will I be doing 1 year from now?
And what is, and state your name again.
Randy, you must be a magician. A year from now is totally, it's totally a free will choice. So I don't know what choices you're making about your future. I can only tell you what might be blocking you from them.
Okay. But
the first question is you want to know where you're from, and they're showing me that you're from Orion.
Originally?
Originally, yes.
Orion, okay. Orion,
yes. And you want to know what are you going to be doing in a year from now?
Well,
what are you doing now?
The future in general.
The future you create for yourself.
Okay,
because that's your free will choice. And I'm asking for information to help you create the future that you want. And you can keep talking to me while they're giving me the information because they're not downloaded yet. You might have to give them permission. You might have to give the guides permission for that information.
Really?
Really, yes. Nobody interferes with your free will choice. Nobody. Including the guides, including me.
Really?
You're going to move within a year.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're going to do. And I think that's what you're probably fretting about.
Yes.
Because you're not sure if you're making the right decision or not. It's like you almost want to guarantee.
True.
Well, there are no guarantees. There's only choices. If you make your choice, I would suggest you put it out for the higher good, and then you're going to get what you want.
Okay.
If it's for your higher good.
Right.
But they show me you moving.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything else on that you want to do?
Huh? Yeah, any particular area?
You mean, are you going to change countries?
No. No, I'm not going to change countries.
Oh, okay.
You're going north.
You're going north from wherever you are now.
North?
Well, I don't know where you are now. Yes, you're moving north.
Well, I'm in the northeast now.
Well, how more north can you go?
I was hoping to go south.
Hey, if it's for your higher good, you're going north.
Really?
Well, that's your free will choice.
Okay.
I'm telling you what they're showing me. They show me that you're going to move. And, of course, you may always change your mind, but that you're looking to move. And they said you're going north.
Okay. And do you know how many lives I've had?
How many lives Randy has had? Let me ask. You've had an awful lot of lives. You've had 567 lives.
Oh, my. Really?
You've been busy.
567?
This is your fifth. This is the 67th one. Yeah, 567.
567. Wow, is that a lot? Sounds like a lot.
No, I don't. I think it's up to 10 individual souls how many lifetimes they want to have.
I'm just wondering. I don't know. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no time to the soul, so we're in a time zone, you might say. So that's where the lifetimes come in. You're just a busy person.
Well, I thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Good luck with your move. And keep us up to date whether you go north or south, whichever's for your highest good.
I will let you know.
Do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have Anthony.
What happened to Judy?
Well, we talked to her, didn't we?
Oh, maybe. Okay. Hello. Is Anthony on?
Did we talk to Judy? Okay.
Commander Randy.
I think we were talking to Anthony the last one, right?
No, he said his name was Randy. Randy, not Anthony.
Well, I said that because I thought if it was Commander Randy, I knew he was calling in from a long ways away, and I skipped that and was going to come back to Anthony. So
still here.
That probably didn't happen.
So who are we talking to now?
I'm still here waiting.
Commander Randy.
Okay, Commander
Randy.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, great. Oh, Mina, I only have two questions. What planet am I from, and what's happening with my eyes?
Wow. Okay, then. The planet that you are from, it is definitely... It's not Orion, and it is not Sirius. Palladius.
Okay.
And what's happening with your eyes?
Yes. I'm having a lot of trouble seeing.
I want to say you have cataracts.
Would you just fix it, please?
Cataracts?
Not yet, no.
No.
Not yet, no.
Are you sure?
Well, I have an appointment next month to have all that checked out.
Oh, good. Well, don't be surprised if they tell you that you have some.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at them and I don't see anything. It doesn't look like that there's anything major that cannot be fixed. Of course, you might want to try glasses. I don't know if you wear glasses or not, but you have a problem with long distance? You have a problem with long distance?
I am nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other.
Okay. They definitely can correct that with glasses or with surgery.
I've looked into that and it can't be corrected with surgery.
Yeah. Oh, it can't be? Oh, okay. It doesn't look like it's major, though. It doesn't look like any major diseases. I don't see it. They're not showing it to me.
Okay, that's great. Pleiades, which one of the seven? There's many parts of the Pleiades.
You'll have to look it up because I'm not totally... I can tell you the number five.
Okay.
Because there's
okay,
seven.
Thank you, Amina.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dan or Doug, do we have anybody else waiting in line?
No?
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I will give out my information if anybody wants to contact me. My phone number is 860-871-6076. My website is Omena, O-M-E-N-A, 777.com. If people want to email, it's omenacenter777@gmail.com.
I didn't hear that clearly. Omena what?
Omena Center, 777@gmail.com. That's the email address.
Right. And give the phone number one more time now that everybody's ready.
860-871-6076. If someone does not, leave a message if someone does not answer the phone, and Richard will get back to you.
Okay. Is there anyone else here on the team that wants to ask a question before we always are grateful, Amina, that you give time and bless everybody with all of these readings. And we know that people are enjoying getting more in-depth things because you are getting a lot of calls. And we are grateful that you bless us this way and the universe is blessing you in return.
Absolutely. It's definitely, that's a perfect example of abundance going back and forth and having
right.
That flow. Absolutely. And I'm grateful to be on this show and I'm grateful that I can help as many people that call in.
Well, we always look forward to having you the third Thursday of every month. And
yeah.
I will tell everyone that Next week, Frank Chile is going to be with us, sharing some of the information. He knows an awful lot of the people that I've known in this lifetime in this area of esoteric stuff, and so he will be here this next week. Is there anything else that, Amina, that you want to say before we say goodnight to you?
No, I just say goodnight to you all. God bless you all. I love you all. I'll send love and light to all of you.
Amina, before you go, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Okay. This is a question about Mother Earth and her soul and her body. And can you look there and, you know, because we're being asked to help her along in terms of climate change and stuff. Can you ask Mother Gaia how from her perspective, that we can help her in terms of the situation on the planet? And, you know, there's been lots of things that haven't been going so well in terms of helping Mother Gaia heal.
She's very, very grateful for all the efforts that are being done. She's very grateful for all the positive energy that's going out. She's in the process of doing some cleaning out negative energy. And she's trying to do that with the least destruction, you know, the least destruction that goes on with that. She's trying to calm that. She's trying to calm the negative energy from creating damage. So the most positive energy that we can do for her and for her body and Mother Earth is to constantly bless it and appreciate all the beauty in it, because that brings up the vibrations.
Thank you.
That's what she says.
So. That's pretty good stuff there. Thank you, Amina. Thank you, yes. Mother Gaia.
She's very grateful. Okay, everyone. I will say goodnight and talk to you next month.
Well, thank you so much, and we have enjoyed having you again. We will have the station put on our music. We will see you then next week. So thank you all for being here with us. We bless you on your way as we conclude this day. Good night, all.
Bye.